Hi, everybody. It's Jim Vakiai. Podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. I apologize if I sound a little off quality in sound. I'm in my car. But nonetheless, got a couple of short messages today. I came across something the other day I thought was quite prophetic. And if you allow me, it says, change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Change will not come if we are waiting for some other person or some other time. This goes to the heart of much of the coaching that I do with people. Is it's incredible how much we all project out. Today, I was speaking to a wonderful young woman who I'm just in the beginning of coaching, and when I asked her to give me the Reader's Digest version of all the jobs that she'd had before, I mean, vibrant, brilliant, just spectacular human being, but the sort of the synopsis always was, unfortunately, well, it didn't work out. Fortunately, it didn't work out. And I said, well, you say unfortunately a lot. And she started to chuckle and then started to become even more aware of how much unfortunately. And I think that people forget that when we seek change, we have to start with not changing ourselves, but changing the way we see ourselves, changing our view of the environment that we're in, changing our view of what we will and what we won't tolerate. And it's just remarkable to me how people continue to be in situations. I see it every single day. And if you're one of these people, I'm really talking to you today. If you're one of these people who are fundamentally unhappy with either who they're working with, what they're doing, just stop. Stop and take a moment. Stop and ask yourself the question, is this what I want to be doing? And if it is this where I want to be doing it? And I know there's fear in sort of like, well, what if there's no other job? But I think the fear really is more laziness. And you know, to sort of do your homework and go out and find out, you know, and this person I was talking to, you know, when we talked about sports and health, and, you know, she was excited and vibrant, and we talked about her current job. I mean, she was happy at it, but it didn't have that same sort of spark to it. So I asked myself the question, then why are we looking in that arena? Why are we sticking to this one over here that doesn't match anything that you've ever done, or your eyes don't light up about, or your voice doesn't lift? You know, why are we still in that? And the only conclusion I can really come to is that, you know, humans are fundamentally lazy. We're just fundamentally lazy. And it's hard work to address yourself. And it's even harder work to go out and look for opportunities. You know, I have conversations all the time with people that start their conversation with me about, I'm looking for a job that's going to pay me this much, or I'm looking for a job with this title. And it's funny because people never sort of identify with, I'm looking for a job that's going to let me utilize these skills. I'm looking for a job that I'm going to be able to work with these kinds of people. And I don't know if that's because it's never been part of our thinking. We always think about how much we're going to get paid and what our title's going to be. Quite frankly, you know, most of the people that I meet are less interested if they fit, even though they say they are, or if they're going to be fully utilized, because they go, well, you know, look at the salary, look at the bonus, look at the title, you know, great opportunity. And I'm like, really, is it a great opportunity? Is it a great opportunity? Or are you just fooling yourself? And I think that, you know, I used to have more of a mentality around people should be reviewing their work status, their happiness, their fulfillment, their capacity utilization, personality index. Should do those types of things once a year and everything else. But I've really come to the thinking that, you know, you should do it more often. And in fact, possibly even do it on a constant basis. Like, is there room for opportunity here? Am I fooling myself to sort of believe that there's more opportunity here than there actually is. And I'll tell you, a lot of people do fool themselves. I remember I used to coach this young fellow and quite a streak of profanity, let's say, on him, and had a few HR issues as well. I used to say to him, like, I'd have lunch with him once every couple of months, and I'd say to him, why are you still here? And he said, well, you know, I'm going to be the CEO of the bank one day. And I'm like, you're never going to be the CEO of the bank. That's just not going to happen. And you're delusional if you think it is. You have an HR file that would choke a horse with violations. That's just not going to happen in any day and age, let alone this day and age. But he drank the Kool-Aid. He believed the story. And he would point out to me on the succession planning list where he was. There's the CEO. There's the next guy. And there's and I'm fourth. And I'm like, yeah, that's like being Prince Harry. You're never going to be king. It would take an act of God to wipe out the entire royal family for you to be king. But people fool themselves. They fool themselves constantly. Or they say, well, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to give it a little longer. It's like relationships. If relationships, personal relationships don't work, giving it a little longer isn't going to make them work any better. There are fundamental issues why things don't work. So I want you, as we celebrate Canada Day, and for my American friends, Independence Day on the 4th of July, I want you to use this moment to think about your independence, to think about yourself and only yourself, to be selfish, to think about what is best for you. And are you getting the recognition you deserve, you need? And do people fully understand who you are and what your capabilities are at the current job that you have? And then the last thing I'd like you to think about is the person you report to working in your best interest? Unfortunately, I hate to tell you, 80% of it, probably the answer is no. So you need to think about those three things, me, me, and me. Am I getting what I need? Am I being utilized to the potential, my full potential? And do I have a runway to greater and better things, productivity, the creativeness to the company, and in the end, promotions and money to me? So I want you to think about those things. I want you to use Independence Day to think about your independent thinking about yourself. So, you know, when you talk about, when I think about change, and I think about when I met Katie, and all of you know my producer, Katie, and I've talked about Katie a million times on my show, Katie left a full-time job. And she went out and she realized that I've got way more horsepower. So, Katie, let's just talk about that, just like we did with Ian last week. Let's talk about that, those sort of moments when you realize, you know, change wasn't coming, waiting for some other person or some other time. It was in your hands, and how that felt when I was sort of pushing you on that. You already knew it, but you hadn't done anything about it.
Yeah, I already knew it. And I had sort of been given some promises that, you know, the company was going to make a podcast, and you know, I was kind of hanging on for that. I wanted to do everything I could for them and saw sort of the prospect of something that I loved to do on the horizon. But it sort of just never came. And that's when I started kind of looking out for other opportunities to start making podcasts on my own, because I knew this was something I was good at and what I really liked to do. And it was just a matter of, you know, when and where.
But what makes people want to believe, you know, I know you're not a lazy person, was it blind hope? What was it that makes you wait, right?
I think it was a sense of loyalty.
Oh, there's that word.
Yeah, yeah. I've always kind of had a sense of loyalty to companies and the people I work for, especially since it was such a small team. So I really just didn't want to break their hearts. And I wanted to stick around for them and just wait for the opportune moment that worked for me and them to make the switch over to my own podcast production career. Yeah, it was that sense of loyalty. I just didn't want to break them.
But isn't that interesting that I've heard that word loyalty, you know, so many times, and you and I have talked about it before. And you know, my view is that organizations play on loyalty because they see it as a one-way street because they think they're doing you a favor by employing you and don't see the reverse, that you're actually doing them a favor by being employed by them. And nobody actually ever asks themselves the question, are they being loyal to me? And in loyal to me, creating opportunities for me, utilizing me in the best way. And that thought never dawned upon you, did it?
I think it did. I just didn't want to break their hearts. Like, I knew it was just a matter of time.
Ah, so you knew the answer that they hadn't been loyal to you, but you knew that if you faced up to it, it would force you to do something. So instead, you just continue to fool yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know you're fooling yourself?
I mean, I think I'm fairly self-aware. So I knew the whole situation wasn't ideal. And I mean, you were pushing me. My partner was pushing me. My parents were pushing me that they knew I could go out and do something on my own. Just that last step was breaking their hearts, in my opinion. And maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But that's kind of what was the trigger for me, was a sense of frustration. I saw that opportunity in the background, or I was promised that opportunity in the background. It never really came. And then ultimately, that sense of frustration overruled my loyalty. And I knew it was time to go.
And so then, you know, just like Ian last week, so then let's talk about that. Okay, so I am out. And in the case of you and Ian, you know, you're both entrepreneurs, like not like you're going to another company or anything. What was that feeling like? Okay, I'm out. Okay, now I only have one client, Jim. And oh my God, or I'm excited, or a combination of both?
Definitely a little bit of both. I was super excited because I was waiting for this opportunity for a little while and had it in the back of my brain. I always dreamed of being a podcast producer or a radio producer, and for it to happen in real life was pretty incredible. But I was also kind of strategic. Like, working at this job, I said to myself, I'm going to make podcasts and then I'm just going to wait for my plate to get too full. And then eventually I'm not going to have any time for something and something's going to have to give. And that was going to have to be my full-time job. So once I had you on the back burner, I had a couple of other podcasts kind of on the go. I knew, okay, we're revving up to something big here. This is going to be my moment. So it came and it was scary, but also, like, I think more exciting than anything.
So why do you think your parents, me, probably everybody that knows you, your partner, all had greater confidence in you than you did in yourself? What did they see that you couldn't see about yourself?
I don't know. I guess I have to be...
No, seriously. Think about it. Like, do you think that it's, they feel that way because they like me and they're just being nice?
I don't think it's that. My parents have always been very straightforward with me. My partner is very straightforward with me. And I mean, Jim, it's you. So you're very straightforward. I mean, I was raised, my mom has always said she wanted to raise a strong, independent woman who could kind of do anything she wanted to.
Tick, tick,
and
tick.
So I think from the beginning, from the get-go, since I was really little, that's been sort of the prime motive in my life, I guess. So I've always had a background of doing things for myself, to learn more, to meet friends, to do things that I really love to do. So, I mean, that's kind of always been my thing. Be a strong, independent woman, just like my mom wanted me to. And I think you have sort of instilled the same message since we first met, which was totally coincidental and weirdly perfect timing. But my support system has always led me into that direction. And I think that's who I am.
Right. But the thing is, at that moment of everybody's telling you to leave, you're holding on because you're hoping, even though in your heart of hearts, you know, there is no hope.
Yeah, it's just that matter of breaking their heart, I think. I just didn't want to...
But they could break your heart.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it was just that loyalty that I had to my previous job. I just didn't want to leave the small team. We had a really strong connection and we had a really strong bond. Like, we were friends too at the end of the day. So it was kind of heartbreaking to leave them, but I knew what was kind of the best move for me at that point.
That's that. And by the way, companies prey on people like you, because people that say to them, it's all about me, they can't manipulate those people. And they take advantage. And so in the end, much like we've talked about before, you know, it's kind of like the song, Only the Good Die Young. You know, they take advantage of the good. And that's why it's really important. If you are one of the good people out there, stop being taken advantage of. Stand up for yourself. And so tell everybody where you are today, Katie.
Well, where I am today is I am running my own freelance podcast production service. Jim is one of 8 podcasts on my roster that I'm working on. And yeah, over the last year was sort of taking the jobs as they come. And now I'm in a position where I can be a little bit more choosy. So I'm in the process of sort of downsizing the podcast that I'm working on and trying to focus on some content that I'm actually really excited about. And I'm in a very lucky to be able to do that now, which is really exciting because I think it's going to be a lot more rewarding over the next couple of years when I start to work on shows that really, really get me excited. And it's not, it's stuff that I'm passionate about.
And so you're not worried about breaking people's hearts anymore?
Not so much. I definitely still hate it, but I'm going to have to do that when I downsize. But I've got some mentors who are helping me out who are badasses in the industry and have some experience there. So I'll probably be leaning on them for a little bit.
So there's another case study of someone who took their independence, someone who said, I am going to look after me. Me first. It's not a bad thing. It's not a selfish thing. Well, it is selfish, but not in the way that people think of selfishness. It all starts at home with what's best for you. And so let's use Independence Day in Canada, Independence Day in the United States, and let's go figure out what Independence Day means for us. Thanks, Katie. Thank you, everybody. My name's Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust.